From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Newly released voting figures in America show 33 million voters have already cast their ballots for the next president, offering analysts tantalizing clues to who might have the advantage in an increasingly tight contest.
I think that this may never have been a 7-8-9 point race in Clinton's favor. I think it maybe has settled into a 3 or 4 point race in Clinton's favor, which is still good enough. And Clinton appears to be leading in more than enough states to get over 270 electoral votes. There is some added uncertainty in this election, maybe a little bit more than at this point in 2012. But in some ways, they're similar kinds of races.
Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are campaigning heavily in the states where the polls have the outcome too close to call. Trump told supporters in North Carolina Saturday that he will win big on Tuesday. Clinton has withheld making a prediction, but a recent poll has her with a slight edge over Trump nationally. Meantime, as Americans head to the polls to elect the new president, federal authorities are warning officials in New York, Texas, and Virginia about unspecified threats from Al-Qaeda around Election Day. Authorities sent notices to local and state officials to alert them to the new information. Nigerian army officials say government troops have rescued one of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram Islamic extremists more than 2 years ago. A military spokesman said Saturday the girl was found late Friday carrying a baby boy in Borno State by troops who were screening escapees from a Boko Haram base. The government has vowed to secure the release of nearly 200 girls who remain captive. This is VOA News. Authorities in Somalia say a suicide car bomber rammed